Hello, and welcome to Conquer Your Finances, Conquer Your Life. I'm your host, Dawn Santoriello, and president of DS Financial Strategies. You could find me on the web at dsfinancialstrategies.com or give me a call at 215-660-0288. Today we have a great show planned for you. I actually have a good friend of mine, Leanne Dalgleish of Entry Point Advisors Network. She is the director of life annuities for their elite Elite Advisors Edge. That's it, right?
You are correct. It's a sister company of Entry Point Advisor Network.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on here. We're going to be talking about what happens if we have a loved one, maybe it's a parent who's actually in a long-term care facility. How do we pay for that? Because as you know, what is the cost now? It's like almost $8,000-$9,000 a month.
At least. And a lot of times people, you know, they don't plan for this. You know, a lot of times, you know, I've got an 88-year-old mom that's still alive, and thank God she is really still doing good, lives on her own, still driving, which is kind of scary in itself. But she leases that car. She's got about another year and a half on that car. So maybe by 89, 90, might want to relook at her driving skills. But a lot of times people, they don't buy long-term care, and there's reasons, you know. Oh, my family or the government, they're gonna cover me. I'm too old to qualify. You know, my mom thinks that way. She's 88. Mm-hmm. She even thinks too expensive. Monthly premiums can increase. Or, you know, they've got health issues already. Something that somebody's already in an assisted living facility, somebody that's, you know, in a nursing home, or the dreaded, I'll never need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people think that. Like, it's funny, I had someone I knew, he's like, I don't need that, I'll go shoot myself, I'm not going into a home. And it's like, well, you never know, you might not want to go in a home, but you might be forced to. Like, what if you get Alzheimer's or dementia, or, like, your family can't be there constantly because they got to work and take care of their own family, so you never could really plan for this, and you never know what could happen to you, especially us women, because we really typically outlive the men.
Exactly, and we're always taking care. We're caregivers. You know, I've got three children. I've got grandchildren. I've got my mom who lives really 4.5 hours away. Wow. You know, and it comes back to that old adage, you know, I'll never need it. Or like you said, oh, I'll shoot myself. Well, when you have Alzheimer's, you know where the gun is, but you forgot where the bullets are.
Yeah.
That's not a good plan.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and really think about it. Wouldn't it be great to buy insurance, you know, after the roof is leaking? What happens? You know, we just had a flood in our home. Our ice maker decided to leak, and it was leaking for about 1 to 2 weeks.
They
came out when they told us, oh, it was a mess. Well, it was right after Thanksgiving that we found this. Mm-hmm. We had 36 people in our house on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a 100-year-old home. So 36 people walking over this, so it spread to five
different
rooms.
Wow.
And it was a mess. Mm-hmm. Well, thank God we had insurance. But wouldn't it be great to buy insurance after the roof is leaking, after a car, you know, accident?
That's unheard of, because, you can't do that when you're in a car accident. Oh, can I have insurance now? Or, my roof is leaking. Can I have, I can't even talk today. Wow. You got me all fired up here, Leanne, because this is so great. Like, I can't imagine, like, that even goes against everything that insurance is, because it's like, you have to get it before, when you're nice and healthy, and before something happens, before that car accident, before that roof leak. So what are you talking about? What is this great new type of insurance that has come out?
Well, and you really think about it, too, good news and bad news about, you know, living longer. Mm-hmm. You know, good news, people are living longer than any time in recent history. That's great. However, this gift of longevity has its challenges. What is it? You know, there's problems with living this long. You know, our body starts to break down. Our mental capacity starts to break down. You know, and the bad news, most Americans are unprepared for the high cost of long-term care. Mm-hmm. It is not cheap, like we said. The average cost in the nursing home, $8,000 per month. Average. That's average.
Wow.
You know, and This reliable living plan, it's designed to offer tax-free financial benefits to those who have immediate need for income due to health issues. So this is for the people that already have issues. The, you know, long-term care, what is it? You know, it can be a range of services for personal care. And really, most long-term care, it's not the medical care. It's more of memory care.
Mm-hmm.
Help with the basic personal tasks of everyday life. And that's called activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ADLs, you know, you think of it, what do you do first thing when you get up in the morning? You know,
you brush your teeth, yeah,
brushing,
go to the bathroom,
toileting, yep. bathing, transferring, eating. So what this product does is help those. It's unique. It's designed to offer this tax-free benefits who are already experiencing the ADLs already, including the cognitive impairment.
Wow.
How does it work? You know, it's for our mom and dads. It's for those that are listening right now that are already in a facility, whether it's adult daycare, assisted living, and it's the high price that they're paying out of pocket. Clients qualify right when they, you know, become impaired, so there's no pre-existing health exclusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's no maximum age. Like I said, my mom's 88 years old. She can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose. They can choose a minimum of $1,000 a month all the way up to $12,000 a month.
Wow, that's perfect. So actually, this is, I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is a great planning strategy because you're right. What if you buy long-term care at 50, you don't need it to like 75. You've paid 25,000, like 25 years of premiums. And not only that, you also the opportunity cost of had you been able to keep those premiums in your pocket. So this, I think this is the greatest thing ever. You wait till you need it, and then you start paying for it.
Right. And you brought up a good point. A lot of people did buy, you know, long-term care insurance, and they have those, and they're using those in the facilities. Well, they find out the cost of those facilities keep going up and up and up. So there's a lag between what benefits they're getting right now and the rising costs. And they're concerned really about running out of that money, even not leaving a legacy to heirs.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to be a burden to loved ones.
Yeah. Hey, that brings up another good point. So all you children out there and you have older parents, listen up. If you want to protect that inheritance, maybe you want to really sit down with your parents and talk to them and let them know about this, because basically the home, it's either the homes that's going to get the inheritance or you. So if you want that inheritance, you really need to think about this and sit down with your parents, give me a call, and let's try to protect your inheritance.
Exactly. And with that being said, your parents or you that are listening, you have a portfolio. Most of these can transfer into this long-term care product,
mm-hmm.
except for one, and it's IRA money. It's not qualified money, but cash value in a life insurance or some brokerage account where Dawn, you're going to go over and ask them the health questions and look at how much they need to get mm-hmm. that gap, or how much they're going to need for the assisted living facilities. And a lot of times we hear, oh, nursing home stay is only 2.5 years. I'm not worried about 2.5 years. No, that's only in the nursing facility.
Mm-hmm.
This is portable. So it can start in the home.
Like, which is perfect.
My mom had, and I always bring it back to my mom, because that poor woman, we call her the bionic woman, she has so much titanium in her.
Oh, gosh.
She's had 5 back surgeries,
oh,
both
gosh.
Hips replaced,
wow.
knees replaced, shoulder replaced, but you know what?
She's still kicking.
She
wow.
still kicking, still driving. God help us all on the road.
Yeah.
Or on the sidewalk, you know, soon to be.
Yeah.
You know, but she has a portfolio, so when the time comes when she needs assistance, she wants to be as independent as she can. She doesn't want to be a burden to myself, and I love her for that.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked her many times, come up to Michigan, you know, live at the house with us. We've got a big enough house, and, you know, it's just newly remodeled because, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so it works out.
Right, and she has a portfolio, and this is just an example. She had gotten a fixed indexed annuity years ago, and it's grown a lot. So it started out with a sum of money of like $50,000, and now the cost base is, you know, of $50,000, but it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
So if she passes away, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
you know, all those taxes are going to come due.
Exactly.
Well, the good thing with this particular product, you can take that, mm-hmm. to take this non-qualified annuity, put it into the reliable living plan when she needs this.
Mm-hmm.
And it can start paying out, guess what, tax-free. That's what this is
all
about.
That's perfect. Yeah, tax-free is the best that you can get.
Exactly. And still being able to leave us the heirs. I've got two older brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, her other portions of her portfolio. So mm-hmm. we're willing to take one part of the portfolio to save the rest
mm-hmm.
for, you know, to have something for her when she needs it and when we need it. I'm not going to be able to be there all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what we really got to think about. You know, I'm 52 years old. My mom's 88. I've got a lot of years that I can still work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't want to have to, you know, be a nursemaid. I'm not built that way.
Yeah.
I really am not. I love taking care of people, but
changing their diapers and bathing
yeah.
them, not your thing, is it?
No, it's not my thing, and I didn't go to school for that.
Yeah. So,
you know, what if we're able to do this for them?
Yeah.
You know?
And that is great. And what you brought up is a good point. You're not going to take all their money. It's just a portion of it. So obviously that brings up the next question too. Like, this might not be right for everybody because it's for the people, correct me if I'm wrong, that have some assets but and then are able to just portion off a piece. But people who don't really have any assets,
they didn't plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too. I mean, and like I said, we can go back to that, you know, first thing that we first talked about, you know, my family or the government will cover
mm-hmm.
me. And that's going to have to happen for them. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a portfolio and you really want to protect that portfolio, this is how to do it.
And if you don't want your family taking care of you, because I know some kids, like my mom, if she was alive, I don't know if she'd want us. She was very independent. She didn't want to have to rely on us kids, like, to take care of her. So that wouldn't have worked out for her. So some parents don't want to be a burden to their kids and have their kids. Their kids are more annoying, if anything, probably.
and you really do relieve the stress on loved ones. You know, it's financial, emotional, and physical burden, really, on loved ones. I mean, my mom's just a little thing, but I don't want to be lifting her up all the time. And she doesn't want me doing that.
Yeah.
She does not want me doing that. So
this is great. Then just to summarize, because we got to go soon. So basically, if you had to sum it up, this plan in a couple phrases, what would you say?
Well, call Dawn.
Obviously, yeah, do that.
Yeah, number one, call Dawn, because it depends on what kind of insurance or type of insurance need you're going to need. Is it anywhere from $1,000 to $12,000? What does your health look like? And we and Dawn can do the whole portfolio and see where it's at. It's like, let's plan for you to get that income gap taken care of if you're in a facility or you're in need of someone helping you. And that's what this is. Tax-free financial benefits,
mm-hmm.
and it's to those who need an immediate need for income due to health issues.
Well, thank you so much, Leanne. It was great having you. And now let me give you our disclosure. Securities and advisory services offered through Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. Dawn Santoriello is an investment advisor of Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. DS Financial Strategies and Caitlin John Private Wealth Management are separate entities and are not affiliated. And as always, until we come back to you next time, I would love to keep empowering you to live a happier, healthier, and wealthier lifestyle. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your day.